Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is midsummer, and it's time to kick back and do a little bit of barbecue in your backyard. We're going to talk about it the lazy way today, because you know what? It's this hot. It's this humid. I really enjoy this weather, but it can get sticky if you're working too hard. So I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Good day and good grilling weekend. Thanks for joining us. Good to see you, Jop. It's going to be a fun show. We've got some real easy stuff lined up that's going to make people's weekends and weekdays and hot summer grilling a little bit better. But before we get into any of that, I want to wish a happy 28th birthday to my daughter, Maggie. She's moving home in just a couple of weeks from California, so that'll be great. We'll get our Maggie back.
Yep, it's always good to have her back because she's a lot of fun to be around, as well as she's real creative. There's always like little projects at your house that are getting done when she's around, so it's kind of cool to see. But what'd you do this last week, Barbecue Bob? I know you're on the road, man.
Yeah, dude, I was out in New York and Pennsylvania, and I had just a whole bunch of travel, but I did spend a fair amount of time rolling through the hills of Pennsylvania, the Poconos and the Alleghenies, and I tell you what, I got off the freeway and hit some smaller towns and scouting around for some dealers, had appointments, and taking these smaller two-lane roads in some of these states is the only way to do it.
Yeah, I saw some of your Facebook pictures. They were pretty amazing, the sunrise or sunsets and things.
I had to stop and turn around for that picture. I was rolling up from Altoona up to 80, and it was like 6 in the morning. I left really early, and I just came over this hill, and I could see the sun starting to peek out, and I looked down into this valley. And, you know, I mean, Pennsylvania has just tons of hills, and they're like hills on top of hills, you know. It's like, I don't know, God got pretty creative when he made that state.
Yep, it is. Cool part of the country. Well, did you get any barbecue while you were out there, or were you just working too hard?
You know, I tried a lot of cool different foods, but I did some barbecue the week before for Bandit Industries, and I want to give a shout-out to the folks up in Remus, Michigan, Bandit Industries. Factory has a ton of people that listen to the show. They have somewhere around, I don't know, 450 employees. They make wood chippers, and this is the happiest group of working people I've ever seen. Talk cool. to the owner, talk to a bunch of the employees. They love working for the guy. I made them like 12 brisket and 20 butts, and they ate every scrap of it.
Yeah, well, that's because your barbecue is good, brother. We all know that. I did a smaller version of that last weekend, hooked up with one of my friends who was in the class of 76 from Forest Hills Central, a high school here in West Michigan area, and I cooked for their class reunion. What a hoot. I mean, everybody was there. It was, you know, you could tell some hadn't seen people in 25, 30 years. Others were neighbors, you know, and it was everything in between, and it just made me smile to be able to be a little bit part of that. And, you know, usually you go to those gigs and you're serving food and you're kind of like the hired help. They made me feel really welcome. You know, they were bringing me a beer. I was standing there serving the meats, and they're like, "Hey, you better slow down a little bit, brother. You need a beer." So, you know, stop and take nice. A break. They all wait in line while I have a couple sips of beer and then get back at it. So, but again, I did, you know, I want to talk about that is I did skinless, boneless chicken thighs. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I put them on a pellet smoker. And I'd not done them this way before, but I seasoned them up with some dry chicken rub, a little bit of a Memphis style, had a little bit of a citrus profile to it, and just late covered that pellet grill with those skinless, boneless thighs, turned that thing on about 250 and let it go for about an hour and a half. And they all got up to about 155 internal temp. I pulled them and put them in a big pan, covered them in foil. And then I had two grill loads to do like that, stacked them all in there, and then about an hour and a half before I go, I put them back on that pellet grill in the pan on low heat and heated them right up, put them in my cooler, got out there. They were warm. They were juicy. They held really well. None of them dried out. As that is a very universal piece of meat, that skinless, boneless
sure
thigh.
Yeah.
If I'd have done breasts, they'd have been dry like pucks. But anyway, it was. I think everybody ran and raved about them, so they came out good. But I'd never done it that way. For you know, there were 60 of them in a pan when I showed up, and it turned out good. Now the corn muffins, on the other hand, that was a major flop. They actually burned them three different times. Bought a new pan. So there's a tip. I mean, it's like try something out before you got to produce.
I think your oven's messed up.
Yeah, it must have been because I was going by the directions. I mean, they're freaking corn muffins. How hard can it be? But I burned up two batches of them. So let me finish the story on the burned corn muffins because it's hilarious. Michelle's dog is over. She's got a yellow lab, and they're basically a garbage disposal on 4 feet. And my dog is learning bad habits from it. I burn 24 corn muffins, throw them in the trash can, right? Go back outside to tend to my barbecue. I come back in, trash can's tipped over. There ain't a corn muffin anywhere. Those two dogs ate it, but they ate the papers and all. They just woofed down 24 corn muffins in 5 minutes. So we're finding little corn muffin papers all over the yard two or three days later. So you get the picture on that one. But couldn't believe it. They'd eat them paper and all, but didn't even slow them down, brother.
That's kind of like a wad for a muzzle loader.
Yeah, it wasn't the muzzle, though, that was loaded.
Yeah, no more jokes about that. I did find out something really cool about the Pittsburgh area while I was out there, and there's a tradition of putting, and maybe it's just this chain of restaurants I was at, but they like to stack up a layer of French fries, fresh-cut French fries, on their sandwiches. They make these ridiculous sandwiches out there. I mean, just stacked up giant monster things with everything, pepperoni, you name it, and they end up like 4 inches tall. I mean, literally, you can't bite them. You're like gnawing on the side.
Yeah. So chewing at it.
Yeah, I got a big mouth. I can't even bite it.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, so there are some cool food traditions around the country. We're going to get into one of them in the next segment. We're going to talk about fish boils. But after that, in the third segment, we're going to get a phone call from a fella named Chaz Thompson, who is the brewer for, well, one of the brewers. They've got a few now at Schmo's Brewery. And today is their Schmoheken Fest, so I know you'll be going down there. I cannot, but you're going to have lots of fun. So that's going to be cool. And then we're going to cover something else for lazy summer grilling, and that's brisket on a stick, which I love.
One of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I struggle with it, so I'll be interested to have that conversation with you because I have a tough time pulling that one off. They seem to get overdone every time I do them, and I don't know when to pull them properly. So I'm interested in having that conversation with you because
it's
Fred Flintstone, man. You got a big old beef bone and a hunk of meat on the end of
so
it.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And then in the final, the cleanup segment, we're going to do a little bit of smoked pork chops because that's another great lazy summer grilling thing. To cover, and I think this time of year it's just nice to be able to put stuff on low and slow and go about your yard work or hang out with your friends, do whatever you want,
sit by your pool,
have
a cold one in your hand and relax, and it takes a little bit of planning to do that because you want to eat at a time, and when your meat's coming on the slow way, then you got to plan those sides accordingly to get them out. Best thing to do is get the salads, just pull them out of the refrigerator. Put them in a bowl when you're ready to serve them, man. I mean, that's just the best gig going on. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We sure appreciate you listening in today. And stick with us. We're going to talk a little Uper-style fish boil when we come back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the end of July. We are in the lazy, hazy days of summer, and we're going to follow that theme right along and talk to you about a little bit of lazy grilling or cooking outdoors, because this is the time of year where I like to be able to set it and forget it a little bit, walk away, maybe have a cold beer, socialize with your buddies that are around for the cookout, and just come back to the grill and check it every now and then, rather than standing over top of it with a set of tongs where you're maybe sweating a little bit. But you are listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, man?
Hey, we're going to have some fun now. We're going to do something that's called a fish boil, and we're going to do it Youper style, you bet, Derry. So the Youper style fish boil is actually something that my ancestors brought over from Scandinavia. And the Cajuns have their own way of doing it, but you can do it up here too, you bet. So let's talk about this. It's really cool because if you do it the traditional, I'm going to say Viking way, you get a great big cast iron cauldron. But most of us are going to have something like a turkey boiler, right, or a turkey fryer. But if you can do it over an open fire, it's the best thing, because to pull in the tradition, you got to finish it off with the final flurry of events. But basically, you're going to use white fish.
Okay.
And you can use lots of other fish too, but the traditional methods with white fish, and they kind of chunk it up, and they also use...
Is it filleted, or are the bones still in it?
No, filleted. And you also use lake trout. So those two fish are the traditional ones that they use. But then it's also going to have like new red potatoes, onions. So if you want to feed about 10 people, you'd need about a 3-gallon boil. So most turkey fryers, I think, hold around 5 gallons,
mm-hmm.
right?
You're right.
So you could use a turkey fryer. Or if you have a larger pot that you can throw over a wood fire, better yet. Because you'll find out in a while why you want to do that.
You're using the coals, or are you using the flaming part of the fire?
You're going to use as much heat as you can get. So
okay.
You're using them both. But whatever pot you use, you're going to want to throw some sort of a strainer in there to put all your fish and vegetables in. So you're going to take your potatoes. You're going to get it up to a boil. You're going to throw your potatoes and onions in there, and then get it up to a boil again. And you're going to get it to where those potatoes are getting cooked off pretty good, and it'll probably take you 15 minutes or so. Then you're going to throw your whitefish in.
Question for you before we go any further. Yep. On the potatoes and the onions, I'm seeing a baseball size onion. Am I cutting that up, or I know I got to peel the skins off it, but am I leaving it whole or am I putting in chunks in there?
The onion, you're going to quarter. The potatoes, if you get the right size, you're going to leave them whole.
Okay. Little ones that are maybe like a golf ball size or a little bit bigger.
Yeah, a little bigger. Yep. So you're also going to have a little bag of seasoning that you're going to throw in there, and it's going to have, I mean, the traditional way is going to have like bay leaves, some garlic cloves, some peppercorn, and I'll post the recipe. I didn't actually bring the recipe in here, but the bag of seasoning is going to be in like cheesecloth, and it'll be about the size of a golf ball when you get done with it. So you throw that in, get your water up to a boil, you throw in your potatoes and your onions, get them up to a boil, and you cook them down to where they're cooking along pretty good, because that fish is only going to be in there for about 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, the fish is cooked. You don't want to overcook the fish. But here's the cool part. When it's done, you're going to take some kerosene and throw it on that fire and create a gigantic flame. You're going to get that fire to go nuts. And here's where you overboil. And that gets the thing boiling so hard and so fast that it's gonna boil up over the pot and literally kind of put the fire out. But what happens is it ends up boiling all the froth off the top, because the residue from the fish, which, you know, extracts a little more flavor than you want, you're gonna boil all that froth off. And this is their traditional method. Somebody came up with it.
I think some youper maybe had a couple cold ones and forgot to go tend it, and it turned into that one time, and he's like, hey, that's pretty damn good. We're going to do it that way every time. I can see, you know, that's how things are determined and discovered, is a lot of times with a, who knows how
an accident.
Happened. Yeah, an accident.
Well,
but,
or accidentally spilled some kerosene maybe. But
right.
Either way, they're going to boil it off. And that's
the kerosene doesn't do anything to the flavor because it's still underwater.
No, it's just
right?
The kerosene's down under the pot in the
right.
fire, and that smoke is going up around it. You'll see a lot of black smoke from it. But if you don't want to do that and you just want to simply scrape that plume of foam off the top, you can do that too.
Might be a little safer, but word
not
up,
as fun.
No, word up, never, ever, ever use gasoline to do that. There's
no,
a reason he said kerosene.
No, it's kerosene.
Right, because the gasoline is explosive. Kerosene is just flammable.
Yeah.
So just a little word of safety there from your buddy Jop, because I don't want to see that eyebrows gone.
Yeah, you know? So I'm gonna post this recipe on the Grilling Guys page. You can take this same thing now if you want to do the same thing. You can take your whitefish, or I think gills would work, perch, walleye chunks, and you could take an Old Bay packet and do a Cajun style just as well. And it doesn't have to be just potatoes and onion, but that's the traditional Youper style, the traditional Scandinavian style. But you could add carrots. You could add a little cabbage. You could get some small ears of corn. There's all kinds of things you can stage in this. When we do boils down in the Gulf Shores area, we usually throw corn on the cob, and we cut them up into small little sections of cob, onion, potato, and
carrot, if you wanted.
You can do carrot.
Any root vegetables
would be. You have to stage these vegetables so that your thickest, longest cooking ones go in first.
Right.
So, like, if you're going to put some skinny little carrots in there, you do that, you know, with only a few minutes left, about the time you put your seafood in.
Yeah.
But the Old Bay, that's another nice way to do that. And to check the temperature, you could use, like, your ThermoPen or maybe our fancy new ThermoQ. Jop, tell us about this ThermoQ.
Yeah, you know, the friends at ThermoWorks just sent us their newest, latest, and greatest equipment. And honestly, I've not tried it yet, but I've read up on it. And basically what it is there's a probe for the meat or the stuff you're cooking, and then there's one for the ambient temperature in your cook area.
Yeah, this device itself looks like the old Garmin handheld. It's about the size of an old GPS.
Right.
So it's just or like a cell phone. So it's just a device with two probes coming off it.
Right, and they've done, you know, they've thought of everything because these probes are like 6 or 7 foot long, the cords on them, so you can set this on the side and have them inside your cooking chamber. It's called a ThermaQ, T-H-E-R-M-A and the letter Q, a ThermaQ. But there's alarms on the thing. You can set maxes and minimums so that if your temperature goes down, if you're smoking, for example, and you happen to lose your temperature, that it'll send an alarm that way.
And you're taking a nap.
Right. Or if it gets too high, it'll send that. So it's monitoring the ambient temperature inside. And then also there's a probe that goes into whatever it is you're cooking.
Your meat.
And
your
protein. Can set that as a maximum, mm-hmm. right, is where you're at so that, in fact, it'll tell you when this is done. And it's a pretty cool little piece of equipment. It's all waterproof. It comes in a little holster.
And you can buy it online if you go to thegrillingguys.com and on our front page, and you go down on the bottom right, you'll see a big logo for ThermaWorks. You click on that, it'll link you. It'll send you right to the sale page on these. But these guys make awesome equipment. They're an American company, and they're right out of Utah. A lot of this stuff's actually made in Great Britain, but it's still a cool company.
And it's a cool piece of equipment, and I'm going to give it a run this week. They just came in, and the last major cook that I did, I didn't have it yet, so we're looking forward to giving this ThermaQ a try. But coming up next, I'm going to be out a little bit later today at Patterson and 28th Street, just a little north of 28th Street in Grand Rapids, at a place called Schmo's Brewery.
First ever Schmoheken Fest.
Yeah, Schmoheken Fest is going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be bands out there. There's going to be a lot of barbecue, and I'm going to be out there helping Chaz and the boys put it together. So we'd love to have you out there. It's certainly open to the public, and there's going to be lots of beers, bands, and barbecue. Imagine that.
And you're going to be Chaz's sous chef.
Well, I think grill bitch maybe it might be it. But so coming up next, we're going to be talking with Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer from Schmo's Brewery. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmo's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmo's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmo's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
End of the spring and here she comes.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is a lazy summer show. And when I think of lazy, I think of one of my buddies over at Schmoe's Brewery, Big Chaz from the Baritone of Beer. And he's throwing a little party today, and I'm going to be helping him out. And honestly, I'm just jabbing him a little bit because he isn't lazy. This is one ambitious dude. He's got a great, great party going. So, Barbecue Bob, I know that you got other plans today, but I'm going to be over there at the Schmoheken Fest. So, shall we have a little chat with Chaz now?
Hey, welcome back to the show. It is the Grilling Guys, so it's got to be the weekend. It's time to fire up your smoker and your grill. And right now on the grilling line, we have Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids. They're one of our oldest sponsors. And welcome to the show, Chaz.
Good morning, guys. I've been up for a while.
I bet you have, brother.
Quit bragging.
I was up early yesterday smoking pork and getting the pulled pork ready for the festival. Today I'm up getting some final things laid out at the brewery. We're going to have a heck of a party, and that rain is not coming anywhere near us.
That's right. It doesn't matter if we are or we aren't. We got places to get people out of the rain to have some great barbecue and some listen to some great bands. And tell us about the event, Chaz.
Well, Schmoheken Fest is a party in our parking lot. We decided, you know, everybody wants us to have bands, and our tap room's a little small. So we decided to compensate. We're going to fence off the entire parking lot. I'm bringing in a big trailer to put the bands on. I got three acts coming in today, and I've got pulled pork. I'm going to be doing some brats and some burgers for the people that aren't on that pulled pork. But that pulled pork, I cut that pig from a whole slaughtered hog. So we've got fresh, fresh stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
So tell me, Chaz, if somebody can't stay for the whole day, but if somebody wants to breeze in and have a beer, are they going to still be able to do that?
Well, we're going to have a $40 ticket to get in. That gets you six tokens that are good for a sandwich and chips or a beer. And so we're not open to the general walk-in public.
Okay, so it's a closed event if you're ticketed.
You can buy a ticket.
Okay. And you can buy these in advance online?
No. We're only selling at the tap room. We're going to save you all those fees and everything else. And so actually today at noon we open. We're off and going, and you can buy them right at the gate.
Cool.
Well, Chaz, I'm looking forward to coming out and doing whatever it is you need me to do. I can stand at a grill and cook brats and dogs, or, you know, probably that'd be the best place to put me, keep me out of the public eye so I don't sour your event. But we're looking forward to being out there. And, again, if people don't know where Schmoe's is, where are you located?
We're at 2600 Patterson. That's on Patterson Avenue, just north of 28th Street. It's over on the east side of Grand Rapids.
Right next to the ice arena.
Yes, and actually parking is at the ice arena today. No parking on Star. Our parking lot's for the party. So park up to the ice arena. That's one drive north of us.
So
Josh,
how much
bring your thermal pen.
Yeah, I got it, brother. I'll be bringing them. Yeah, the health department already has the permit, so we're all good there. We'll dance with them and get that all done, and then we'll have a little bit of fun. But, hey, tell us about the bands, Chaz. What are we going to hear?
Well, one of Jim's buddies is going to sneak on stage first. I guess it's one of his running buddies. And then one of my longtime friends, Lou Russ, who's, if you've been up and down the lakeshore, especially at a lot of the bars where the boaters hang out, you know Lou. He does a lot of Caribbean, some blues, a little bit of country. And then my buddy Joe Wright from Lansing, who does some real upbeat, fun country stuff and a little blues and classic rocks mixed in with it. And they've both been pumping out their Facebook feeds with their set lists, and this music looks like it's going to be absolutely awesome. I went out and bought some new speakers. I got a big PA system. We're going to rock this corner.
So tell me, more importantly, what kind of special beers are you going to have?
Well, Gabby hasn't even told me all of them, but Pineapple Unzipped is coming out, and that's a play on our ginger beer that we're infusing with pineapple. And we ran it at Summer Beer Festival, and it was last week. It was gone in a couple hours.
Cool.
That sounds
so
good.
There's a couple other ones she says she's sneaking in, but she says she's going to surprise everybody with them. Maybe later this morning we can get her to put them out on Facebook.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool because, you know what, it doesn't matter what they're called and what they are, Chaz. This is going to be a great party, and the grilling guys are excited to help you out with it, and we're going to be there from the beginning to the end to help you make it happen, man.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, grab your tent and your thermal pen. We want to be looking legal with our thermometers.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be okay. I promise you we won't be serving any food that isn't just delicious. We've been working hard on this one for a while, so that's cool. Well, good. Chaz, I'll be seeing you, brother, here after the show. I'm headed that way, and we'll get this thing up and going, and look forward to seeing a bunch of our listeners down there. If you come up to us and you say you heard this on the Grilling Guys, we'll say thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on up. Have a good time. 2600 Patterson, east side of Grand Rapids. Come on out.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. That's Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company. Lazy summer grilling job. There's so many things we can talk about on a lazy Saturday or Sunday. But what are some of the things you like to do that maybe you don't have a smoker, but you want to go kind of low and slow on your plain old gas grill? Because I know you use your gas grill a bunch.
I do. And one of the things that I am experimenting with, and it's going okay, is that...
Don't tell me corn muffins.
No. The dogs enjoyed those, though. But searing a steak and kind of doing a reverse smoke on it. Is I put a sear on it on a really hot side of my gas grill just to get the grill marks because it's got to look good, right? And then I'm moving that thing over to the right and finishing it the rest of the way with indirect heat. And it takes a little bit longer, but I found that I can control the doneness, the internal temperature, right, a lot better if I'm not putting it over top of that hot heat. And I had a couple buddies that had hot spots on their grills, and that happens with a lot of different grills. And
so they have a built-in place to sear,
right?
And they got a cold spot for low and slow,
right? But the thing was is that they were overcooking all their meat because they put two or three steaks on there, and invariably one of them was on the hot spot, and it got overdone before the other ones were done. And it's like, well, hey, let's look for a remedy.
They just need to put some grill grates on.
Yeah, right.
That'll take care of it.
Yeah, those we talked about those last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's one of the things. And again, that chicken that I did on the pellet grill, that's still a grill. My pellet grill is still a grill, but you can control the temperature on that. And I just shut that hood and let those things go for about 1 hour and 15 minutes. And those skinless boneless thighs were wonderful.
Have you ever done a meatloaf on the grill?
I've not.
If you have a pizza stone, I broke mine 2 weeks ago doing this because I overfired my Kamado, and I had the kids were home and Maureen was gone. Imagine that. And so I made this big pile of meatloaf, and Maureen makes really good meatloaf, so I made it just like she does. And I put it on this pizza stone, set it on my sapphire, and left it in there for, I bet it didn't take 40 minutes. And it was smoky and crispy, and just I've done it like this for a long time. Actually, I used to just do it on my gas grill back when I just had a Phoenix, but I'd use a pizza stone because it was a nice way to evenly heat something. And the meatloaf in particular, it would fall through the grates.
Okay,
but when you're feeding kids, I mean, you know, 2 pounds of hamburger, you got $6. You throw some veggies in there, a few spices. You've got maybe $7 into your main protein, and you've got 2 pounds of really nice food with that smoke profile and crispiness on the outside, and the grease and stuff runs off that pizza stone and gets burned up and turns
into
smoke. Yeah,
hits the coals. Yep, turns.
So yeah. It's really a wonderful. I know it sounds kind of simple, and there's nothing sophisticated, but let's face it, most of us are not that sophisticated anyway, and we just like good old food.
So did you mix the herbs and spices in the meat, or did put it on top?
Haven't you ever made meatloaf?
Yeah, I have, and I just wanted to make sure that was the way you did it.
Oh, yeah.
And you did not sauce it until the end. You served the sauce on the side.
No, actually, I put some barbecue sauce on the top of it before I smoked it.
Okay.
So the sauce was smoked, too.
All right. Sounds like a tasty little way to do it.
It went fast.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's a little brisket on the stick. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City USA.
We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's been the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. What an amazing summer we've had. I mean, we've had several days above 90. It's just been one of these years that it's like just perfect summer.
I was talking with my friends and my boss up in Canada. And he said, man, you guys are having some crazy weather. I'm watching the news, and they're talking about this heat dome over the U.S. And he said, and it's crazy here, too, because we're getting lightning storms like we've never had before. And
they're on the periphery of our dome, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, we had an El Nino winter, and now we've got a bunch of humidity trapped in the U.S. And it's okay. It's summer. I'm loving it. My pool's at like 84 degrees. It's as clean as I don't have an algae problem for the first time. And if I do, I go over to Acme Pure Blue. They hook me up. They test my water.
Right.
These guys are good. They're my Arctic.
It's all about
boys
a system.
Here. It is.
It's all about a system.
So I've got the best water I've ever had.
So if we're sitting by the pool and it's like noon, or maybe it was 8 in the morning when we arrived, and we want to have a little brisket on a stick.
Well, first I got to go get you a beer because we have a refrigerator out there.
Yep.
And there's nothing but cans in it. So the variations of beers. Now, this Perrin IPA here, this grapefruit IPA could be let into the fenced-in area because it's in a can. But if it's not in a can, it can't come out in the pool area.
Right. No glass around the pool.
Because I'm a glass freak.
Right, exactly.
With a brand new liner in my pool, I have to be.
Yeah, well, and it's just not safe. People cut their feet and all that other crap. Somebody happens to drop something.
Yeah.
So, but we wanted to talk a little bit about brisket on a stick.
Let's talk about beer, Joppy. Forget the brisket on a stick.
It's one of those things that takes a while to do, and we're talking about lazy grilling. So you just got to get it started, and then you go back to the pool and you sit down. And some of these great.
And I was actually trying to head down a road for a reason. The cans of beer in my fridge out in the bathhouse and the pool house right now are Stroh's. Stroh's is moving back to Michigan.
Really?
They are moving back to Detroit. It was just announced this week. So we can all feel better if you buy Stroh's And I still like Stroh's. It's still a great, it's great pool beer for us.
Right.
But they're, dude, they're heading back to Detroit. That's big beer news.
Yes,
they should have never left.
Right.
Okay, brisket on a stick. Sorry, I had to get my little, I had to get that little point out.
Well,
I think,
you know,
I think it's really cool.
Arcadia Ales has several of their beers in cans too. That that Cheap Date, great summer session beer.
Me. Is it?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. Hmm. It's in cans, and so is our Whitson.
I know Whitson is. I didn't know Cheap Date was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
good stuff, man.
Well, we're gonna have to
stock up.
Probably have to order it or go to Siciliano's basically to get it, because it seems like everybody stocks bottles.
Exactly.
And that's a problem when you have a glass, you know, situation.
Glass
like that.
Free so, situation.
Yeah,
at the pool,
it is.
Right. Yeah.
So brisket on a stick, basically beef ribs is what we're talking about. And what you got to do is you got to get hold of your butcher and tell them to cut those beef ribs in lengths. Do not cut the 2-inch short ribs that they always want to do. You got to have each individual rib cut the full length, so you have a nice long pterodactyl bone, like a Fred Flintstone kind of
right.
deal.
That
right?
thing's like as big as your forearm.
Yeah, it's going to be 12-14 inches long. And so I'm going to put some rub on those things, and I'm going to smoke these things. But you can do it on your grill, too, in an indirect fashion if you want. Shoot, you can do them in the oven. But smoking them, of course, if you have a smoker. If you don't, go get one, because you can even get a cheap one. You can buy those little things for a buck and a half. But I'm going to rub them up with some mustard, because I'm just traditional. And then I'm going to put
what does that mustard do?
Yeah,
why are you
it,
putting
it just
that on
It helps
there?
Your spices adhere.
Right, that's all. You're not looking for a mustard flavor profile.
No, you don't taste it. You don't taste it.
Right.
So I'm going to put whatever flavor profiles, salt, sugar, I'm going to make up a rub, or I'm going to buy my favorite rub. Anymore, I just buy rubs because I've already made a million different styles, and I'm a pig. I like them all. So
right.
I just buy them. It's too easy. There's great companies that sell their brands, and so for like Texas Two Guns might be one I'd use on beef ribs. And then I'm going to smoke them, and I'm going to smoke them until that bone is sticking out about an inch.
On the top end, because there's 12 inches of bone already showing when you put them on there, but the meat is on the top end of the bone,
well, it's on the whole thing. It's on the whole thing. So on the long, skinny end, you're going to see about a half inch or an inch sticking out after a couple of hours, 3 hours maybe, and your temperature's maybe now 140, 150. I'm going to wrap each one individually in foil, and I'm going to throw just a little bit of beef broth in, or beer, maybe this grapefruit IPA, whatever I've got.
Something to hydrate, right?
In my hand. And I'm going to tent them. So I'm going to put them in long strips of foil, tent them up a little bit so it's not all wrapped tightly. And I'm going to throw them back in or throw them in the oven. I'm going to finish them off. I'm going to bring them up to around 195 degrees. And when I open up that foil, what you're going to find then is 3 or 4 inches of bone, and that piece of meat has contracted up to the rib, up to the spinal end.
Okay.
And that's when you get your great big man cave lollipop.
Right.
That's a beautiful sight.
It is.
And you
it,
can walk around gnawing on it and make everybody jealous.
It's cool because you end up with this foot long bone that's got about 5 or 6 inches of meat on it,
but
and it's white and it's dry.
But that bone is $5 or $6. That
right.
piece in your hand, you got a $6 chunk of meat in your hand. It's like walking around with a steak. So if you're going to tell everybody you're doing beef ribs, have something else as a filler, because can't everybody have a beef rib? And we will not have.
I don't like you that much. Can have a beef
dude,
rib.
Dude, here's the real shame. People will take them, and they'll be like not all that enamored with them, and they'll take a bite or two out, and you'll see it sitting somewhere. And I'm telling you, it's like $7, $7 or $8 chunk. You get 5 or 10 people doing that, and you're feeling, you're jonesing, man. That's that's just not a cool situation. I'm not happy about it.
You know, those brisket on a stick beef ribs are man food. The chicks don't generally like to walk around with a big bone in their hand.
No.
And well, okay, I'll stop there. But anyway, it's time for a little man law.
I say, dude.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Main Street Pasty, Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. And I just released the last two smokers to be shipped to perforated tube and aid us our staging area for Operation GI Barbecue. So I'm in the military mode again, pardon me, but today's man law is a military man law. When talking about old military stories, it is okay to embellish slightly, certainly, except when talking about events that lead to loss of life or classified data, Hillary. The UCMJ will follow you to hell and back. It didn't follow her.
Right. But this is this has been a cool show. I've enjoyed this one because it's all about being laid back and enjoying the summertime and just let's not get too aggressive on the grill. Let's set some stuff on there that's going to take a while to cook.
Yeah, and since we have a minute, let's talk about a real quick one we did several years back. I found this recipe for smoked onion dip, and it's really quick and easy. I'll post it again. I think it's already on our site. But you just basically, you just cap the top of an onion, and you you take the outer skin off, and you put a little EVO on it and some crushed salt and some crushed sea salt and peppers, and then you throw it in your smoker for about an hour and a half, and you smoke that onion up, and then you pull it off, you let it cool down, and you puree it. You add it in with some mayo and some sour cream, and I'm forgetting what else goes in.
Got to be a little garlic in there or something. I'm thinking.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. And I'll repost that recipe, but it's got Worcestershire, a little bit of cumin and cayenne, and what a wonderful smoky onion dip that makes. Lazy summer grilling, baby.
Hey, come out and see us at the Schmoheken Fest at Schmo's Brewery on Patterson, just north of 28th in Grand Rapids. We'll be out there, guaranteed some good eats. Thanks for listening to the Grilling Guys. You all get out in your backyard and enjoy your weekend.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and here's our bonus segment and something I think you're going to really like. And this is a time when we like to just throw out a few little tips. And one of the things that I think is really cool for the summer actually works really good in the fall for deer camp, too. It's one of my faves for deer camp. So you can practice up right now so that you can bring these up to deer camp with you and have something quick to throw over the fire. But I'm talking about smoked pork chops. And there's a couple different ways you can do these. You can either buy the whole loin with the bone in, you can get it with the bone out, or you can buy individual pork chops. Now, if you're going to smoke pork chops, you want them cut at least an inch and a quarter to an inch and a half thick, because I said so. There's no real reason to do it any other than that. But what you want to do to prep is take your a good knife blade, and if they've been cut in a butcher shop on a bandsaw, you know, they might not have been scraped. So you might want to take a nice sharp blade and just kind of scrape any bone fragments and marrow off the face of that chop. But then what we like to do is brine them. And it's like a marinade, only there's generally not an acid in a brine. So it's going to be something like sugar and salt. This is a sweeter way to do them. And I'm going to take a half cup of brown sugar and a quarter cup of sea salt, non-iodized salt. And I'm going to throw in a couple bay leaves, maybe crush them up, throw in some garlic crushed. And then maybe about a teaspoon of whole black peppercorn. And I'm going to leave those intact. And I'm going to add those to 4 cups of tap water, just lukewarm tap water. And I'm going to stir it all together and make sure the sugars and salts are dissolved. Then I'm going to throw that in the fridge for about an hour and cool it down so it's nice and cold when you throw your pork chops in there. Then I'm going to get a 2-gallon bag, and put all this in a Ziploc bag and squeeze all the air out of it. And I'm going to set that in the fridge for a minimum 12 hours. And a brine is really intended to hydrate because we're going to smoke these things, and that's a lean cut of meat. So I want to add some extra water to it before I throw it in the smoker. Then I'm going to throw them on the smoker, and I'm going to let them go for a couple of hours at about 250. And you'll know when they're done based on your smoker and the temp you end up with and the thickness of your cut. Just cook them thoroughly. You want to get them up to at least about 145, 150 degrees. And then pull them and let them cool and wrap them up, throw them in a bag or a container, and take them to any location you want. You can throw them on the grill real quick. If you want to throw them on the grill, you can slap some nice garlic EVO on them or any flavored EVO or plain EVO and just throw them on the grill for 30, 40 seconds on each side just to put some marks on them, bring them up to temp, and voila, you've got yourself a nice pork chop. All right, so that's your big tip of the day, and you can do this for about any event. People are going to love them. So that's some smoked pork chops. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy at Twitter. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com. We'll talk to you next week.